It is June 21st, 2019 at 1:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA. You're listening to my podcast The Black Hole, One Artist's Journey into the Coal Mines to Become the World's Most Underground Artist. I've logged quite a bit of time underground so far. Who knows if I'm the artist with the most amount of time, the deepest distance underground. Just got off my shift. Excuse me. Tonight, a lot of the man trips are broke down. So we ended up waiting on bottom for about 2 hours before we could get a man trip. We had to wait for one to come out of the mine. Then, of course, it broke down just like last night. It broke down on us. Wouldn't take charge. Wouldn't run off the trolley pole. So we got onto 5 South. And had to spur up and leave that man trip. Got a ride down to another one. And got into 8 or 9W, the long wall. To do what we had to do. Which was replace one bracket that holds the trolley cable up. And we were supposed to drag old railroad rail out by, because the long wall is coming out and getting closer to the main line. So the rail line and all the lines that go further into the where the long wall started all get dismantled and come out. Well, the rail that we were supposed to drag was not de-slugged, and I'll explain what that is. But we ended up doing that for multiple hours. It's pretty labor intensive. So the railroad ties that you use in the mine are metal, and they look a lot like the roof and rib straps, only they have little plates that are held on by slugs or lugs. And these get hammered over onto the rails to hold the rails in place. There's 3 of them. One on the outside that's longer, 2 on the inside that are shorter and can pivot on and off of the rail with a lot of force, especially when they've been corroded and have been there for a while. So you have to take a hammer and hammer at these things, hammer away until they break free and let go of the rail. So that's what we did. I also want to explain what a switch is, because I explained what a spur was. And a switch, it's basically a lever that lays on the ground. It's got a heavy handle on it. It's about a 2-foot lever. It's got a heavy handle on it with reflectors on the handle. And you pick that heavy handle up and flip it over to the opposite direction. Basically 180 degrees. It goes up in the air and comes back down on the other side. And that switches the switch for the turn or the straight. The reflectors on the handle are red and green. And green means that the switch is set for straight if the green reflectors are on top. In either direction the handle faces, you'll see green or red reflectors. If the green is on top, that means the switch is set for straight. If the red is on top, it means it's set for the turn. So, worked with the track crew a little bit tonight, learning about the railroad track and the trolley wire.